Hi, my name is Riitta Virinkoski, and I'm going to talk to you about accuracy of special education teachers' ratings of reading. First, the aim of the study, it was to investigate to what extent the special education teachers' ratings of the students' pre-reading and reading skills corresponded to the students' test scores of reading in grades 1 and 6. The context of this study was the Finnish mainstream school education, where the children start primary education at 7 years of age. And the participants were from the first steps follow-up study from grades 1 and grade 6, and cross-sectional data were used. This is a large follow-up study comprising about 2,000 children. And Finnish language is a transparent language having symmetrical grapheme-phoneme correspondences, which is a feature that affects learning to read. Special educational needs teachers provide part-time education. And they have master's degree, as all the teachers in Finland. And they are trained to evaluate students' reading skills and reading difficulties and their need for support, and also to provide the needed support. Then some background for this study. In Finland, current legislation, 2010, obligates all schools to provide every student the needed support. And the eligibility for learning support is concluded multi-professionally, and no official diagnosis is needed. Decisions are based on classroom teachers, special education teachers, and parents' observations and views. No national assessments are used in Finland. And there's only one standardized test for assessing difficulties in reading across grades 1 to 6. Well, what does this assessment accuracy mean connected to reading assessment? True positive means that according to test performance, and teacher, student has a difficulty in reading. And false positive means that the student has been rated by the teacher as having no difficulty in reading in spite of typical test performance. True negative means that according to test performance and the teacher, student has no or very little difficulty in reading. And the last one is false negative, where the student has been rated by teacher as not having a difficulty in reading in spite of poor test performance. And I'm going to use these concepts of sensitivity and specificity in this presentation. I'm going to explain them shortly. Sensitivity first. It means how accurately the struggling students are identified, and the recommended level of sensitivity is at or above 90%. And specificity means that how accurately typically performing students are identified, and the recommended level of specificity is at or above 80%. Then, what was assessed by the teachers in this study? First, something about the students. They belong to a group of individually followed students of this large follow-up study. And they had received part-time special education during grades 1 or 6. In grade 1, the teachers rated the pre-reading skills of the students. And in our study, we used two items: letter knowledge and regarding phonological awareness, the phoneme blending was rated. And in grade six, the teachers rated the students' reading fluency and reading comprehension. These were the items used in our study. And about something about the samples and measures. There were in grade 1, 34 special education teachers and 69 students. And we used special education teachers' questionnaires, and the teacher student ratings, where they used 3-point scales. Clear difficulty, mild difficulty, or no difficulty. And the students participated in the letter naming task regarding to letter knowledge and also phoneme blending task. In grade six, there were 29 special education teachers and 55 students. And also those questionnaires and student ratings, like in grade one. And the students participated in two reading fluency tasks and reading also a reading comprehension task. In the analysis, we used non-parametric experiments, rank order correlation, coefficient, because the data were not normally distributed, and also binary logistic regression analysis, dichotomized categories as follows. The centered special education teacher ratings were originally 3-point scales, as I mentioned before. And for the analysis, the categories clear and mild difficulty were merged. So that meant that the student had a difficulty in reading. And the other category was no difficulty. Dependent variables were the test scores, and independent variables the special education teacher ratings. In the tests, the cutoff score for poor performance was set to 15th percentile in grade 1 and 16th percentile in grade 6. Then the results. First, the correlations in grade 1 and 6. All the correlations were significant and positive, but mostly moderate. And here you can see that in grade 1, in letter knowledge, there was the best correlation of these four items. And then in grade 1, the identification accuracy looks like this. Sensitivity in both items is perfect, very good, but instead this specificity column looks different. And one explanation may lie here, the false positives column, where the percentage is about, in letter knowledge, is 48, and in phoneme blending, 60%. It means that there were a lot of students identified as having the difficulty in reading or pre-reading skills, even though they, according to test, they didn't have it. And then grade six, about the identification accuracy. As I mentioned before, the recommended level of sensitivity and specificity. In sensitivity, it was 90% or more, and in specificity, 80% or more, and all these numbers are lower. And one explanation lies here in the true positives and false negatives. The numbers are very low regarding sensitivity. It means that the students that would have needed to be identified as having the difficulty, they were not identified. Okay, we found out in our study that teachers used mainly qualitative assessment practices like own observations. And in prior studies, they have shown that using solely qualitative practices can lead to inaccurate assessments. And most special education teachers use multiple assessment practices simultaneously. However, the assessments of especially typically achieving students were inaccurate. Prior studies have indicated that typically performing students have been identified more accurately than struggling students, and our finding is contrary to that prior finding. One reason for this low accuracy may be that teacher rating scales may have been incompatible with the tests, caused by different scales in tests, the continuous scales, and in the teacher ratings, nominal scales were used. And no cut-off scores were set in the teacher ratings. In grade one, teachers may have taken into account also minor difficulties in pre-reading skills just in case, and that may have led to high rate of false positives. Making sure that the skills develop typically by providing support at the beginning of school is, of course, important. Being identified as having the risk for reading difficulty in the early grades can be rather stable because of, for example, inadequate follow-up of the skill development. And in grade six, both sensitivity and specificity levels didn't reach the recommended levels, as I mentioned before. Especially those poor levels or low levels of true positives and false negatives are alarming. In Finnish, persistent difficulties in reading appear in reading fluency instead of accuracy, and this was supported by our findings also. And also in grade six, assessment accuracy of typically performing students was rather low. Providing support to students that perform according to expectations is unwise, for the support resources are limited and they should be targeted to students having the risk for reading difficulty or already manifesting signs of reading difficulty. And this calls for more accurate assessment tools for teachers and regular monitoring of the development of the skills across whole primary school. And what do we think about these results then? The conclusions. In Finland, multi-professional cooperation and collaboration with teachers and parents is the basis of evaluating students' need for support. So it's very important, this teacher's assessments. So it's important to identify students having difficulties in learning to read as early as possible and to provide support as soon as possible to prevent deeper difficulties later. And to better the accuracy of the reading assessments during primary school, teachers need to get appropriate tools, including standardized achievement tests. And of course, monitoring the skill development is also important. One future challenge at least remains that also immigrant students' reading tests need to be developed. Here are the references, and I thank you very much for your time.